Good evening, Eastern Sierra, and welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, officially kicking off our first newscast, 2026. Yes, it's a brand new year, and we're already back to business. Tonight, we're covering everything from planned pile burning in our forest to a safe way to get rid of household hazardous waste, plus outdoor programs in Death Valley and what's happening there this month. We'll also check in on conditions at Mammoth Mountain, where winter is reminding us who's in charge. Before we get started, a quick thank you to today's sponsor, Bishop Veterinary Hospital, keeping our pets healthy, happy, and ready for whatever adventures 2026 throws their way. And if you haven't already, now's a great time to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you never miss a local update. Let's get into it. Local land management officials are planning controlled pile burning in part of the Inyo National Forest this week. Crews from the Forest Service have begun burning slash piles, which are collections of limbed branches, logs, and other vegetation debris in the Crowley Lake area as of yesterday, that is. This work is part of a hazardous fuel reduction effort intended to reduce surface and ladder fuels, helping lower the potential intensity of future wildfires. Today, pile burning began in the Bishop Creek area. Winter storms have left snow on the ground, creating conditions that forest managers consider safer for burning. Officials are also coordinating with the Great Basin Unified Air Pollution Control District and the National Weather Service to limit smoke impacts on nearby communities. Smoke may be visible from Crowley Lake, Aspen Springs, Aspendale, and along Highways 395 and 168 West during the burns. If you've been holding on to household hazardous waste, there's an opportunity to dispose of it safely with no fees next weekend. The Bishop Landfill will host a household hazardous waste collection event on Saturday, January 10th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. During that time, residents can bring in eligible hazardous products. We don't mean your ex-partner. Such as paints, solvents, or old motor oil. With disposal fees waived, regular landfill disposal charges still apply for non-hazardous items. Containers of hazardous materials must not exceed 5 gallons each, and households are limited to 20 gallons total. Your pets are more than animals, they're family. And at Bishop Veterinary Hospital, they're treated that way too. Whether it's a routine checkup, vaccinations, dental care, or those unexpected why is the dog eating socks again moment, the team at Bishop Vet has you covered. They've been caring for Eastern Sierra pets for over 40 years, combining compassion, advanced care, and that small town trust you just can't find anywhere else, because keeping your best friend healthy means more tail wags, more purrs, and more adventures together. So the next time your furry family member needs care, big or small, head to Bishop Veterinary Hospital. They'll treat your pets like their own and maybe sneak them a treat or two. Bishop Veterinary Hospital, caring for the pets who make our community whole. Plans for an upcoming multi-day hiking program in Death Valley National Park have been revised following a series of flash floods in the park last fall. The Death Valley Natural History Association says some originally scheduled hikes are now inaccessible, and organizers have adjusted the itinerary. The revised program, now called Death Valley Highlights, Hikes and Rocks, features geologist-guided hikes that remain easy to moderate in difficulty and include locations such as Ventifact Ridge, Natural Bridge, Desolation Canyon, Red Cathedral, Mummy Canyon, Dante's View, Mosaic Canyon, and Mesquite Flat Sand Dunes across January 17th through the 19th. Early in the month, on January 11th, there's also a scheduled hike to Death Valley's Wild River. If you are interested in taking part in this program, be sure to book your spot now. Inyo Associates, an informal group made up of community leaders, agency representatives, and other interested residents, will hold its monthly meeting in the Death Valley National Park this month. The group meets in different locations in Inyo County and typically combines a shared meal with updates and information relevant to members and the broader community. Organizers note that RSVPs are required so hosts can plan for seating and meals. Participation is open to all who wish to attend. If you want to learn more about what's going on in our community, this is your chance. The Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center is celebrating a milestone, graduating the inaugural class of its five-month BRC leadership program. A graduation ceremony was held yesterday, January 6th, marking the completion of the program's first cohort. The five-month leadership program was designed to support local professionals and emerging leaders, providing tools, resources, and guidance aimed at strengthening leadership skills and community connections across the Eastern Sierra. Participants took part in workshops, discussions, and collaborative learning throughout the program, focusing on professional development and leadership growth. Event speakers noted the dedication of the graduates and expressed hope for the future of business in the Eastern Sierra. Here's a quick look at what they said.
And this program specifically. We work, as Alan said so eloquently, at a systemic level. So we are working with partners such as the Whitebark Institute in establishing forest health programs and doing workforce development to support that. We work with partners on sustainable recreation and tourism, which is a base economic driver for our region. But fundamentally, vibrant community starts with leadership and entrepreneurship at ground level.
Additionally, students were given the chance to reflect on their experience as they accepted their certificates.
I am just really thrilled to have had this opportunity to learn about my strengths as a leader and to be able to help guide and support my teams with resilience.
I would like to say that this experience, my big takeaway, has been getting to know my fellow community members and how well Jeremy helped us to bond, because any one of you who have a goal.
This is an incredible achievement, and we'd like to wish everyone a heartfelt congratulations. Organizers say the goal of the program is to help build a stronger regional workforce by investing in the people who live and work here, and attributes its success to its many facilitators, including Jare Berkeland of Maitri Leadership. The Eastern Sierra Business Resource Center says future cohorts of the leadership program are planned as interest continues to grow following the success of this first graduating class.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Over at Mammoth Mountain, winter is holding strong with solid conditions across the hill. The current base depth sits at 62 inches of packed powder with 165 trails open, 23 lifts available, and all 10 terrain parks fully open. Today is shaping up to be a crisp winter day with temperatures in the low 20s. A breeze is expected with gusts that may impact lift operations, so conditions could change throughout the day. Cloud cover will vary, bringing a mix of sun and clouds. Skiers and riders look for leftover soft snow may want to check out Christmas Bowl, where there are still pockets of fresh. The Panorama Gondola is expected to be on wind hold to start the day, and guests are encouraged to check lift status before heading uphill. Mountain officials also remind everyone to enjoy the snow safely. Ski or ride with a partner, keep them in sight, and stay alert for tree wells, especially in areas with deeper snow. For latest conditions and lift updates, visitors should check Mammoth Mountain's official channels before heading out. And that's your news update for today. A solid start to 2026 here in the Eastern Sierra. If you liked what you saw, don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel. Give this video a thumbs up and follow Eastern Sierra Now on Facebook and Instagram for the latest local news, weather, and community updates. Hey, just a reminder, the Epic Eats poll is back. And yes, we're talking burgers again, everybody's favorite. The crown is up for the grabs. The defending champs are watching. That's Copper Top Barbecue and Smash Burger in Mammoth. You want to beat them? Show them you got the burger. Your vote matters. You can cast it now at easternsierranow.com/epic-eats. Go check it out. Thanks again to Bishop Veterinary Hospital for sponsoring today's report. And from all of us here at Eastern Sierra Now, here's to a safe, informed, and maybe slightly delicious start to the new year. See you next time.